Chris Moore.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Hour 2 on this Saturday night in New York. Chris Moore and your phone calls later in the hour at 877-337-6666. We've got Dave Ettinger and Pete Hoffman on the other side of the glass on this rainy, gray, but at least warmer than it has been, Saturday in New York. Hope everything is going well and that you didn't overspend or overeat. And the odds are you did both. Certainly very good odds you did one. But, you know, that's why they have gyms. And you can afford to walk down the stairs and not take the elevator now and then. How about that? How about we go with that? We promised you a little umpire chat, official chat, really, because I told Pete Hoffman, he asked me, who do you want to get? I said, see, you can get me an umpire or a referee. I want to talk about video and just where it's headed and what the guys that were actually working think about it. And he found us a good example. Dale Scott, 32 years, a Major League Baseball umpire, retired in 2018, 16 years a crew chief, 4,000 regular season games, actually 100 short of that, 3 World Series, 3 All-Star games, and 91 games in the postseason, so under pressure quite a bit in his career. Now, as he's finished up, he's watching the age of video come to life, and let's talk to him about where it's headed and what he thinks about it. Dale, Chris Moore, New York, happy Thanksgiving, and we appreciate your time.
Hi, Chris. Happy Thanksgiving to you. And I heard you talking about it. Yes, I did overeat. I just want to make
sure. Did you? Yeah, okay. Well, yeah. Then you're in the majority with that. That's for sure. You know, it's interesting to be here now and watch these things. And I watched, the Thanksgiving game and the helmet-to-helmet hit at the end of the Dallas-Washington game that everybody in their living room saw and that somehow they missed on the field, even though it's a point of emphasis. And it just made me think again, how long until all of this goes upstairs? You've heard it. You've watched it. You're a fan of the other sports. You worked your favorite sport. Tell us what your belief is right now about officiating. Let me just put it to you this way. What's your belief about officiating in 2025 in pro and college sports?
Well, Chris, that is an interesting question. And who knows? I know in baseball, we were, as umpires, we were very reluctant at first when video replay was coming about, only because we just didn't know how it was all going to play out. It wasn't, so much that we were uncomfortable with replay coming, thinking that it's going to show us up or anything, but we just weren't sure how the whole process was going to go with, baseball has no clock, they have time constraints and all that stuff. You know, a quick little history lesson here. When I first came in the big leagues in 1986, I had guys like Don Denkinger that was on the staff that had, I think his first year was 1969, and and of course he knew guys before that. And when the technology for slow motion replay started to come up, like in the 60s, umpires were scared to death because they thought, oh my goodness, this is gonna show us, the missing calls, and they just weren't sure what's gonna happen. And as it turned out, it backed them up almost all the time. It showed how accurate they were. Sure, they were misses, obviously, but it really actually showed how accurate they were. You fast forward to now, when baseball started with replay, it was the boundary calls only from foul pole to foul pole on spectator interference or possible home runs or ground rule doubles, those type of things. And we needed that bad because you've got 4 umpires on the field watching something in real time, a couple hundred feet away. You never know what the shadows are like or the glare from the sun or a bunch of people with white T-shirts or whatever that's the background. You've got 2 teams that have monitors up there, up in their clubhouses and up in their tunnels that they can run and see exactly what happened. You've got monitors in the stadium. The fans can see what happened. You got everybody at home see what happened. And the 4 guys that have to make the call can't see what happened. And, we can't review it. And so we really needed that because it just didn't make any sense not to do it. Now, we knew that at some point it was going to expand, and it certainly did. And, for the most part, I think most umpires would say that they're pretty happy with what we have going on right now because it does eliminate that missed, that awful miss like, my good buddy Jimmy Joyce had a few years ago in Detroit.
Right.
And that's what kind of spurred this even more. But it... It's just that everyone else has the technology except the guys that have to make the call. So it only makes sense. Now, that being said, you know, there's some that advocate they want pitches called with video, and they want to expand our replay situation even further. And you know, I think you asked me what's going to be like in 10 years or whatever it is.
Yeah, all the sports, baseball. It's all the same. You guys are all in the same boat, pretty much, in that all the controversial calls now, not all of them, but many of them, and more than half, go under review. So you make the call, and then the call becomes secondary. No one even believes it anymore. They're like, especially in your sport, there's a play at second base on a stolen base, and they make the call if you're listening to the game on the radio, and you know, well, that doesn't mean anything. Let's find out what they actually say. And you sit there for 15 seconds or 2 minutes, depending on how long it takes them, and then eventually you go, okay, he was out, or, see, he was safe. And it takes away from the game, and yet I don't know, and this is why I wanted to have you on. I don't know how they fix it. Like, I can't. Trying to marry the two is so difficult. I mean, let's face it. In many cases, the guy at home with a beer and his feet up have a better view than your guys do, or the football guys do, or the basketball guys do. You know, hockey's gone to it on offside now. They go to it on goals. They go to it on all kinds of situations. You said it earlier. It started foul pole, fair or foul, home run situation. It has moved on. And in all the other sports, exactly the same thing. It started small. Is it a goal or not a goal? And then it turned into, 600 uses. The clock. Where was the clock? Was his foot on the line on the 3-point shot? I don't know how it ends.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. In fact, we knew as a group. We knew as a group that because baseball is one of the last ones to even use this technology, and we knew once that door was open, it's gonna be a long hallway. You know,
exactly.
And that's certainly a concern. Here's a couple thoughts that I have on this thing. First of all, we will never be able to keep up or beat technology. It's just, as you know, technology, it seems like next week we'll have something we never even heard
of. No,
and
it's not your fault. It's not human being's fault. That's exactly right.
Right. And so it's very difficult when you have people on 80-inch screens and high-definition, super slow-motion replay.
Right. Six angles.
Yeah, exactly. And happening not in real time, but in several, slowing it down. So you're not going to ever beat that. So you try to, the best case scenario is you try to embrace the technology and the game itself and somehow try to blend that to something that isn't going to be so alienating to the game, yet still, has this technology that everyone watching the game has to try to blend the two. That's very difficult to do. Now, one thing about baseball and football, I guess, you have challenges. Now, let me backtrack. Like college football, every play is reviewed, and then they'll buzz down if they have to continue to look at something. In the NFL, it's the last 2 minutes. It's, I think, in overtime. I'm not sure all the rules exactly, but like with baseball, we have no clock and all that stuff. But the thing is, to answer your question, how do we keep the game and the pace and the structure and the bones of a game and integrate all this other stuff? And it's very tough to do. But one way is that we're doing in baseball is that you only have certain challenges. The crew chief can go, at any time if he feels that he needs to, and then there's other caveats to it. But trying to eliminate the fact that every close call is going to go to replay. That being said, though, Chris, to be honest with you, the one time you don't go and you should have, then you get buried again, for not going. So it's a tough situation. I always tell people, though, when I do speaking engagements and those types of things, is that it's a human game played by humans and officiated by humans. Now, we can add some of these things to eliminate some obvious mistakes and those types of things. But remember that replay is not the cure all. There are times you'll see a replay and suddenly a player is right in the, steps right in the frame when you need to see it and you don't have
or there's just not clarity even from the video. The video can be looked at by 10 different people and 5 can see one way and 5 can see another. All well-meaning people who are not biased. So
absolutely,
so that's definitely a part of it. What I want to know is, do you think officials will be on the field indefinitely? In other words, do you think there'll be four umpires in a game in 2030? Do you think there'll be officials on the football field making calls, not just separating players or keeping order, but actually making calls in 2030? What's your guess?
I do believe there is.
Okay.
There will be. Yeah.
Okay.
The push again in baseball is to have it call pitches, and quite frankly, they could do that now if they wanted to. But you know, at some point you cross that line from are we playing a game or are we playing a video game? And you know, where is that? It's kind of hazy in between there. But I do believe there'll be officials on the court or on the field or in the future. Only because there's so much more to officiating than the actual call. Obviously, that's a big deal. But you know, what do you do when the batter charges the mound? I mean,
right,
they're gonna have to
right.
computer go break him up.
Right.
Know?
Well, that's why I said I know there'll be people on the field. Will they be making calls?
Yeah,
that's really what it's about.
I think they will. You know, I tell people, you know, replay. It's like, well. We want to call perfectly. Well, yeah, but you know, guess what? If there's a pass to the tight end who's in the end zone, there's nobody around him. It's right to him, and he drops it. Do you say after further review he should have caught it, touchdown? You know, of course you don't. You know, so it is a human game. It's officiated by humans. There's a lot of technology out there. You're seeing things that you know that maybe we're not seeing on the field in real time. But I believe. If we get to the point where we're not even making calls, it's just all done, electronically, so to speak. And I'm not sure how interesting that game would be. I don't know. Maybe I'm biased, but
well, it's a tough call. I umpire high school games, and I've done it for probably about 10 years, and I umpired Little uh-huh. League before that, so I have some sense of what it's like. And I wonder now about you guys. And we're talking to Dale Scott, recently retired from a 32-year MLB umpiring career. When the call now you know is going to go upstairs anyway, is it less fun for you guys and your brethren there? Is it like, you know, I'm going to make this call and I want to get it right, but in the end, it's not going to change the game because I'm not going to end up making this call. I made it, but I'm not making it. My opinion is just that, and it will not change this game.
Well, yeah, it's more like, it's not so much that attitude. It's more like, you know, again, trying to get the call right, which we always try to do, but also knowing that if I do make a mistake, at least I've got something there that hopefully is going to correct me, you know, correct it if I do. But you know, again, maybe it's because I came up with non-video and I guess, quote,
no, that's why I'm so happy to have you on, Dale, is because I want that perspective. Yeah.
Yeah, but because you know, guys coming up now, you know, young guys that are getting evaluated by the pitch track systems that we never had in the minor leagues, and these AAA guys are, and that kind of stuff. You know, there might, as time goes, as we move forward, there might be a different thought process in officiating from the guys on the field. But right now, it's still. It's not so much, it doesn't matter what I do, they're gonna, you know,
right.
look at it or whatever. It's I'm making this call and I'm trying to get it right, but I am thankful that if I did make a mistake, it will be corrected, because once that happens, basically no one even talks about my mistake. But if I didn't have those systems in place, and trust me, for years we didn't, that's all they talked about. If it was a huge call, you know,
right. No, that's very fair. Hey, Dale, great conversation. Hopefully we'll do it again. Thanks so much for spending some of your holiday weekend with us, and continued success and enjoy retirement.
Well, Chris, I appreciate it. Thank you. Happy holidays to you, and we'll catch you down the road sometime.
I hope so. Thanks, Dale. Dale Scott, 32-year MLB umpire, 16 years of crew chief. So most of you are familiar with Dale Scott at one time or another. And interesting perspective that he thinks it's more of a relief to be corrected than it is an insult to be corrected. And I often wondered about those guys, whether they took their job less seriously because they knew it's a really close play, but what I call doesn't matter anyway because they're going to go upstairs. So, you know, I want to get it right, but so what if I don't? Apparently he doesn't think that's the case, which is nice because I'd like them to think and continue to have the same pride in their job that they had when they started.